Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As many of our listeners know, the Montana Family Foundation spends a lot of time in court going toe-to-toe with organizations like the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, NARAL, and the Montana Human Rights Commission. Groups that for years had free rein and won case after case because our side never showed up for the battle. Now, all that's changed. Along with our partners at the Alliance Defending Freedom, we no longer let these cases go unchallenged. If they file, we engage, and about 80% of the time, we win. All we demand is a level playing field with judges who leave their political agendas at the door and rule on the facts of the case using an honest interpretation of the Constitution. Sounds simple and logical, but sometimes it's just too much to ask. While the vast majority of judges are fair and impartial, others are not. We call these activist judges who are willing to push a political agenda using their seat on the bench. They would rather make the law than interpret it, which is the role of a legislator, not a judge. When I think of activist judges, one in particular comes to mind, and now that he's retired, the evidence of his biased activism continues to grow. I'm talking about former Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson. He was appointed to the seat in 1993 by then Governor Mark Roscoe and served until January 2013. Over the course of his career, he championed the cause of homosexual rights and castigated the Montana Family Foundation and anyone else who disagreed with his position. He feigned the mantle of judicial fairness, activist judges always do, but he wasn't above doing rhetorical gymnastics to circumvent the Constitution or the will of the people. The veil finally came off in his final major decision on the Donaldson case on marriage benefits for same-sex couples. He lost that case and wound up writing a 109-page dissent that in some sections bears more resemblance to a caustic political diatribe than it does a reasoned judicial analysis. The coup de grace came when he lamented the fact that the work that he began in the 90s in the Grison case could not be brought to fruition in the Donaldson case. When you seek to move from point A to point B, that by definition is an agenda, and judges are not allowed to have agendas. Moving an agenda is the role of a legislator. This week, more of his activism came to light when he received the American Bar Association Stonewall Award. In a press release, Jim Holmes, the chairman of the Bar Association's Commission on Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity, said that Justice Nelson was being recognized for being a fearless ally of LGBT persons throughout his career, including his time on the Supreme Court. So there you have it. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all walk into a courtroom and know that we had a judge in our pocket? What a comforting thought to have a sitting justice of the Supreme Court as our own personal ally. The best part of the entire story was the line that says he's retired. No longer can he twist the Constitution or thwart the will of the voters to forward his own political agenda. If he's truly serious about moving his ideology forward, then he should run for the legislature. At least then he would be in the proper venue. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.